Health officials in New York have identified a patient with a new strain of HIV. It is resistant to most of the drugs used to weaken the virus, and it progresses rapidly to AIDS. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The patient is a gay man in his mid-40s who's presumed to have been infected during unprotected sexual intercourse. He has what doctors call 3-DCR HIV, which means it's resistant to three of the four classes of anti-HIV drugs. Strains of HIV that are resistant to antiviral drugs are on the increase, but it's rare to find a case of resistance in patients who haven't already been on anti-HIV drugs. This patient had not been previously diagnosed. What's of even more concern in this case is that not only is the patient's strain a resistant one, it's also highly aggressive. Jack Dehovitz is director of the HIV Center at the State University of New York Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn.
Soon after infection, the patient develops a rapid decline in immune function, and it appears that within several months that he may be susceptible to opportunistic infections, which typically would not occur in a patient unless he or she had been infected for several years or more.
In this case, the man developed AIDS within months of getting infected. Doctors associated with the case say this may be the first ever of a patient with drug-resistant HIV that progresses so rapidly to full-blown AIDS. Dehovitz says another warning sign is that the patient reports having used crystal methamphetamine. Not only are patients who use crystal meth more likely to have multiple sexual partners, he said, but also...
There's some evidence people doing meth are much less likely to engage in methods that can protect themselves from being infected, using condoms, etc. And the combination of both those increase the risk of transmission of HIV as well as other STDs.
New York City's health commissioner is calling on physicians in the area to increase HIV prevention counseling and testing and to test newly infected patients for resistant strains. Dehovitz said laboratories across the country are also being alerted to check for other cases of this particular strain. Julie Rovner, NPR News.